We needed to re-envision this record. But yeah, it's kind of a pivotal sort of song, you know, as the album plays out. And it's written from a personal place.
Yeah, it's about my aunt who passed away. And I had to, well, I didn't have to. I got to travel out to California because I was the only person that she had spoken to in the last 30 years in our family. And so I was the person that was getting the phone calls from all of her friends and community out there to come and help usher her onward. And she was sort of my spirit animal of the family. Like she was somebody who always was backing me up and saying, you belong in this family because you're kind of mine as well. And we kind of had this ongoing spirit together. It was a true loss and a very sudden one. Carry You is what came out of that loss. It was sort of at the closure of, after we figured out what had happened, after the autopsy reports came back, after everything was in its final stages, everything wrapped up. And the next day we were at a campsite in Michigan, I remember. And this song just sort of bubbled. It just bubbled up like it was from somewhere else. And it just came out of nowhere. And I remember trying to sing it to Scott.
Oh yeah. This was impossible to figure out. Like, it's a very simple song, melody wise, chord structure wise, but I could not figure it out.
But I had, it was so complete in my mind. And so whenever I was sharing it with Scott, he would play a chord and I was like, no, that's not it. Like,
yeah,
that's...
I was hearing the downbeat on like halfway through the phrase or something.
Yeah.
And so we worked on it and I loved the lyric. I loved the idea, but we just couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
And I thought this was just going to have to,
be tabled.
Yeah, be tabled.
But then when like we took a deep breath and I was like, no, it's there. Like, I know that you have it. It's a song that has always been there. You just have to go and look for it, kind of thing. And as soon as we took a deep breath and started again, it was there. It was completely there.
I was meant to care. That's the Rough and Tumble with Carry You from their wonderful album Only This Far. Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler are special guests on Folk Roots Radio today, chatting about the album. These are two wonderful people. They are great live. And I mentioned before, if you're thinking about a house concert, if you're looking for someone you would might like to have play at your house concert, then you really should go check out their music. You can head to theroughandtumble.com. And, you know, in this day and age, it's actually kind of nice to go to a website that actually has stuff on it. You know? Because I know a lot of musicians are busy, and unfortunately, you know, we're in tight times financially. So, you know, people can't keep up everything they're doing. But if you head to theroughandtumble.com, you can learn not just about their music, you can also check out some wonderful blogs. You can get links to videos and the music. And, you know, we are living in this crazy streaming age now where musicians do not get remunerated anywhere near enough for what they do. So I do want to encourage you, check out the band if you want to bring them in for a show. I know that they would love that. And I'm going to use that to steer that to the next part of the conversation with what happens now. Tell us a little bit about your plans for the rest of 2023.
Yeah, it's been a great year so far. We did Folk Alliance. We did the Southeast Regional Folk Alliance as well. We just got back from a tour out to down to Florida and Texas. And
we're heading out west.
We released this record. We're heading out west now.
We're going to be heading out west again in early 2024. Like we're trying to figure out what it's like to live in a house, but also to live in our camper at the same time. And that's taking a little bit of adjustment. When we moved into this house in October, we were like, oh, okay, now like we're probably never going to want to leave. And it took roughly 3 weeks before I was like, we got to go. and so we got on the road. And then as soon as we got on the road, we were like, oh, it feels good to be home again. And then maybe 2 weeks before the end of, you know, our early tour this year, we started feeling, I'm assuming, what people feel whenever they have a house, which is homesickness, which we've had homesickness before, but it was never for a place. This is the first time we had homesickness for a place, yeah, instead of just an idea or a childhood memory or something like that. And so I think this year is our year of figuring out what it's like to tour when you have a community that you also feel responsible to. We are kind of going in and out of the studio as well for our next project. It's too soon to talk about it, I think, probably, but we do have something kind of on the back burner, not the literal burner.
Yes.
and so we're feeling pretty good. It is definitely, we're about to start another month of writing. We loved writing in June last month, so we're going to try that again and try and write a song every day that we're not, you know.
Yeah, we also have a Patreon page, and we've started, you know, trying to be more active there. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of these new songs that we're writing end up there before they, you know, end up on an official release or anything like that.
Well, certainly, you know, when I mentioned the website, theroughandtumble.com, there's a lot to read and to learn.
Oh, yeah.
And I do notice that, you know, and maybe I'm in that category as well, is that when people get to know you, they do tend to become groupies. And I don't know if I can be a DJ and a groupie, but there are a lot of Rough and Tumble groupies out there, and you might kind of like it if you're in that phase of your life.
We just played a show this weekend, and some fans of ours came with these shirts that just said the R&T Stalkers.
And there was a little camper underneath.
Yeah. And so, it's...
Fans are coming up with their own merch. Yeah, that's a groupie. Yeah.
You know, it's always fabulous to talk to you. Please keep on keeping on writing wonderful songs, releasing wonderful albums, and putting on those fabulous shows. Again, if you want to learn more about The Rough and Tumble, go to theroughandtumble.com. We have time for one more song. We're going to play Get Your Shoes On, because this is one of those wonderful upbeat songs that I sense has a lot of you in it with the get up and go. Tell us a little bit about this song.
This was a song that we got up, like, right, I don't think we left, but I think you made coffee, mm-hmm, and then we were in bed and we woke up and we wrote it right away. And this was the song that kicked off that month of writing for this album. It is a wild love story of a culmination, I guess, of all the stories that my aunt's friends told me about her and her partner who had passed a year before her, that when they met, it was just electric. And he was a former Haight Street, San Francisco guy. And she had just, you know, gotten out of a marriage. It was so electric and they kept trying to hide it. But he would pick her up and then she would come back to work in the middle of the day and her hair would be all disheveled and she wouldn't even have shoes on. She'd just be walking without her shoes. And it was just such a fun image of just like, it's just a couple of kids. And we're often trying to catch that. And I think we do catch that a lot between the two of us. So I think it's a fun love story that if it's not your love story, it's one that you kind of wish was yours. It's a wild time. And I think it comes through on the song, too.
This is The Rough and Tumble with Get Your Shoes On from their wonderful album, Only This Far. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Mallory and Scott, thanks again for wonderful fun. You know, I wish you were here now, but this is still pretty good. Take care and have fun in the new home and on the road.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jan.
Kelly Z from Kelly's Lot, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall. I like hanging with the folk.
You are a butterfly. I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
I'll get along. Guess I will some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man, have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. Yes, I will every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I found another. I don't know. I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. Well, God gave me that girl.
just like the stars into obscurity. 'Cause every time
David Bradstreet with his version of Tom Waits' Grapefruit Moon, which you can find on David's latest album, Hindsight. Before that, national-based Canadian singer-songwriter, guitarist, and producer Steve Dawson with his version of Cowboy Jack Clements' Guess Things Happen That Way, a song that is mostly associated with Johnny Cash. You can find that on Steve Dawson's latest album, the very well-received Eyes Closed Dreaming, his third release under his own name in the past year. That's all on the side of the great work he is doing as a producer and a guitar player for hire. We'll leave you with Joni Mitchell and a live version of Both Sides Now, recorded at the 2022 Newport Folk Festival from a set she performed with Brandi Carlile that also featured Alison Russell and a host of other fine musicians. And it's great to hear Joni in fine voice and having fun. We'll get the video of the performance up on the website in the not-too-distant future. Stay safe and well, everyone. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. We'll see you next time.
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun, and they rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done. But clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusion that I recall. I really don't know clouds. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel, as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show.
you leave them laughing when you go. And if you care, don't let them know. No, don't give yourself away.
Polygon Gallery presents the North American premiere of Jeremy Shaw's latest and largest production to date, Phase Shifting Index, until September 24th, 2023. Employing various outmoded 20th century media, Shaw presents what appears to be documentary footage as the distant future, creating cognitive dissonance within the viewer's relation to a sense of place and time. To learn more about this event, visit thepolygon.ca.